Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Munday moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munday scores. Bando moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Nash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merritt for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires to first and has Campaneris trapped. There's the throw to Renick, who tags Campaneris for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Rosboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roseborough takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseborough moves to third. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nash covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. There goes Monday trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bando moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4. And the Twins won. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to second. Campaneris drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Campaneris. Roseboro moves to second. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nash strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Rick Renick. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Ron Keller now pitching. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a line drive into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 3 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.